again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, August 30th, 2007. It's the birthday of the physicist Ernest Rutherford, born in Spring Grove, New Zealand, 1871. One of the first scientists to study nuclear energy before scientists actually knew what it was, he discovered that radioactivity is caused by particles breaking apart and releasing pieces of themselves, and that atoms are made of a nucleus that's surrounded by electrons. Ernest Rutherford, who said all science is either physics or stamp collecting. It's the birthday of Molly Ivins, born in Monterey, California, 1944, grew up in Houston, Texas, got started as a journalist at the Houston Chronicle in the 1960s, at a time when, she said, newspaper offices were full of spittoons and pictures of naked ladies and good old boys sitting around drinking Cutty Sark out of coffee cups with their hats on the backs of their heads. She went on to become a political columnist. She said politics ought to be covered the way sports is, as a celebration of heroes and villains. It's the world's most fascinating poker game. Published a number of books, including You Got to Dance with Them, What Brung You, and Who Let the Dogs In, and died this past January, 2007. It was on this day in 1904 Henry James came back to this country after living most of his adult life in Europe. He'd been away for more than 25 years. Sailed into New York Harbor, was amazed at how modern the city had become. The invention of the elevator had made skyscrapers possible. But he almost didn't recognize the city. The house he'd grown up in was gone, demolished by New York University. So was a nearby church. Ugly new buildings all over the city. And he began to think of America as a place where the glorious past was being destroyed. He wrote to his sister-in-law a few years later, "Dearest Alice, I could come back to America to die, but never, never to live." It's the birthday of Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley, born Mary Godwin in London, 1797. Her father was a philosopher, a friend of Wordsworth and Coleridge. Mary was 15 when the poet Percy Shelley came to visit her father. Shelley was married, but he fell in love with Mary, 15 years old. They went for walks every day. When her father found out, he was angry. He forbade Shelley to ever come visit again, but Shelley attempted suicide, and when he recovered, Mary ran away with him to France. Their first child was born prematurely. It died a few days after Mary had a dream that the baby had come back to life, and that was the first inspiration for her novel Frankenstein, which came out in 1818, about a scientist who manages to construct a living human being from body parts. But when he rejects the creature, it destroys his life by murdering all the people whom he loves. Here's a poem for today by Stuart Kestenbaum, entitled Psalm. The only psalm I had memorized was the 23rd, and now I find myself searching for the order of the phrases, knowing it ends with, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Only I remember seeing a new translation from the original Hebrew, and forever wasn't forever, but a long time, which is different from forever. Although even a long time today would be good enough for me. Even a minute entering the house would be good enough for me. Even a hand on the door, or dropping today's newspaper on the stoop, or looking in the windows that are reflecting this morning's clouds in first light. Psalm, a poem by Stuart Kestenbaum from his collection Prayers and Run-On Sentences, published by Deerbrook Editions and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.